I'm happy to announce that you can now get both of my books as audiobooks read by me. They are available exclusively at my store. Link in the description.
You just said it's funny. You don't think the Earth has a shape?
No. The Earth is just all the perceivable ideas. That's what the Earth is. I deny pseudoscience, but evolution, I think evolution is false.
Well, that's awkward. Why do you think that?
Yeah, of course, because it's impossible to derive totally different DNA, right? To derive a new formulation of DNA and not just adaptation of DNA.
What does that mean?
Where the DNA actually changes and not just like a... Where it's not even the same DNA anymore, where it just, it just changes.
What does that mean?
Where it's not, you don't have the original DNA anymore.
I don't know what that means either. I think I kind of get what you mean. In order for evolution to happen, all of the DNA has to change. That's just not true.
No, I'm saying macroevolution. Macroevolution claims that the DNA has actually changed completely, right? And we have no evidence for this at all.
It doesn't say that at all, but
it does.
It just doesn't. We share genes with every single form of life on the planet, even bacteria.
Yeah, but you say the what you started off with, right? The acidic microbial bacteria that you were, you are no longer that, right?
That's true. What, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So perfect. So the DNA formulation has changed completely.
No, not really. There's more of it, but
wait. Can you tell me one thing in you, one thing from your biology, that's anything identical to the acidic microbial bacteria we used to be?
Yeah, the genes associated with ribosomes. They have them, we have them. 16RS something, something, something. That's the name of the genes. There's different versions of it, but yeah, we still have it. But also, you were asking specifically for DNA, so there you go.
Yeah, we still... You can't bring me one scientist or one scientific paper that says we have the exact same DNA we had when we were acidic bacteria.
Yeah, I absolutely could. For example, the 16 RS RNA, whatever it's called. I don't remember the exact name of it. But one of the absolute titans in the field of biology, Carl Woese, it's a shame he never won a Nobel Prize because he really deserved it.
He didn't deserve it.
He made incredibly groundbreaking work on this. In fact, he discovered an entire new form of life, the archaea, because of this. But I could also point to you the fact, I could get you a paper. I'd have to just thumb through. I could get one for you in a little bit here. But so we have mitochondria in our cells, and those mitochondria have genes, and those mitochondrial genes are just clearly derived from bacteria because that's what mitochondria originally were.
Okay, is that the entirety of your claim?
I wouldn't say that's the entirety of it, but I am giving you what you asked for, and here I'm gonna give it to you again here, in the form of, let's see, is this how I make it bigger? So I can't find one scientist, but here I have M. Esposti, and there's the article that they wrote. And Sato, and there's the article that they wrote. And here's I. Scott and R. Ewell. So the thing you said I can't do, I can do it, and I didn't really even have to try.
If you're talking about certain cells, sure, I can agree that scientists may claim that there's certain cells that were in this thing that are in us now, right?
No, you asked for DNA, and I can give you the DNA.
That's not a DNA formulation. That's not. No scientist.
Yes, it is. Because the mitochondrial, the genes we find in mitochondria, you can find those genes in bacteria. And you can find genes in our nucleus that you find in bacteria.
That's not a DNA formulation.
Yeah, it is though. So what do you want to talk about next? What else do you not like about evolution?
Yeah, I don't think you're versed enough for evolution, so we could speak about something else.
What was the last book about evolution that you read?
I don't need to read about evolution. No, it's false.
Okay, there you go. So I'm not informed on it, but I've read dozens of books on it. You've read zero books. So you are, in fact, not informed about DNA. Not informed about evolution. But we're going to keep talking about it because it's funny.
I can tell you who I read, who's very acquainted with this type of stuff. But about evolution itself, no, it's like saying, how much do you study lies for? Well, I don't need to study a lie to know it's a lie. Like what?
Yeah, actually you do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, because if their evidence is true, but you don't know any of it, then you can't claim that the evidence is false.
So a contradiction can't exist. So if something is a contradiction, then how the fuck can we study it?
You don't know that it's a contradiction because you don't know anything about it.
No, I can't tell you it's a contradiction.
Where's the contradiction?
Yeah, this is something that Charles Darwin actually said himself in his letter.
Still waiting for the contradiction.
Yeah, I got you. He said, if evolution was true, it would be impossible to know, right? It would be impossible to know evolution was true because his reasoning faculties, that means, have adapted for survival.
Darwin never said that. You're giving the Plantinga argument against evolution, which is an extremely stupid argument.
You can search this up. Darwin said this himself in a letter.
Give me the quote.
Yeah, I'll get you. In fact, I'll get you the letter. Hold on. Okay, once I give it to you, will you concede?
Still waiting.
I just want this in concrete, so you can't backtrack.
Literally still waiting.
I want this in concrete so you can't backtrack. Are you
literally
gonna
still waiting? Still waiting.
Just search up Charles Darwin letter to William Graham. I think 1881. So wait, can you concede real quick before you search it up? Will you concede if it says exactly what I said it's gonna say in there?
I bet you can't even remember what you claimed it said.
I can.
Then what did you even claim that it said?
Yeah. Darwin says in there, right, that if evolution was true, he wouldn't be able to even trust his reasoning and his reasoning faculties and his sensory faculties, because if evolution was the case, and that means evolution would drive away from his reasoning faculties and sensing faculties. So Charles Darwin even said it himself that he wouldn't be able to know if evolution was true. It would be impossible for him to know. So
why
go ahead.
Look trying
at
that to sing.
Go ahead and look at the letter, buddy.
I did a little AI search, and it is literally just talking about his lack of religious beliefs. So I'm gonna try to find the actual letter.
Yeah, don't look at overall overviews. Look at it yourself.
Nope, that ain't right. Okay. Dear sir, like, this is the right thing, right? William Graham, Charles' letter to Billy Graham. Yeah, William, Billy. Why is he coffee cupped? Why doesn't he want to be here for this? I hope that you will not think it intrusive on my part to thank you heartily for the pleasure which I have derived from reading your admirably written Creed of Science, although I have not yet quite finished it, as now that I am
Wow, you gave me the wrong letter, huh?
Imagine that. Imagine this guy that's literally lying about what he's saying happened.
I can give you the right letter.
Gave me the wrong information. Imagine that.
There's a bunch of letters. Yeah, I don't know if you know, Charles Darwin wrote hundreds of letters. So I don't know if
What the hell is Charles Darwin?
Charles Darwin?
Sound like you have balls in your mouth.
It's just, I'm black. This is honestly.
So what's the letter?
My bad about being black, but yeah, I got you.
I forgive you. This time. Don't let
chat, what is it doing, happened to you. I've taken 100 of the most common anti-scientific arguments and put together the research, the logic, and the facts to take them all down. Every copy is personally signed and shipped by me. There are also way over 100 additional misconceptions in my second book, Facts That Aren't True. Or if you prefer, there are full audio versions of both books, including all of the pictures used in the books. If you're interested, click the link in the description.
It's Charles Darwin's letter to, just search up Charles Darwin's letter, 1844, I think, or 1855.
To who? So either 1854 or 1855, great.
Her name is like Hooker or something like that. Here, let me just search it up real
quick. For fuck's sake.
Yeah, it's going to be 1844, Charles Darwin's letter to Hooker. Yeah, search it up.
I'm not going to do that until you get the actual letter. So let's see if we can do that.
That's the fucking title of the letter. That's the title of the letter, dumbass. Man, bro, you are slow. There's not like official fucking names for the letter. You just go by the name and who it was sent to.
Okay, so chat. The AI is saying that you might have this right. So let's pull this up.
I know I have this right. Maybe I already know it.
And actually, it was in a letter to William Graham. With me, the horrid doubt always arises whether the convictions of man's mind, which has been developed from the mind of lower animals, are of any value or at all trustworthy. Why would anyone trust in the convictions of a monkey's mind if there are any convictions in such a mind? Great. So do you want to hear the rebuttal to this or not?
Wait, that's not the letter I was referring to, but that actually does help.
Okay, well then he said it on more than one occasion. So do you want to hear the rebuttal to this?
I'd like you to read the other letter I was talking about, not that.
I don't need to read any letters about this. I am aware of the argument. It's also been pretty... this kind of argument, Plantinga, right? That was his name. He also said this. So
can you repeat the argument then really quickly? Can you just tell me what I am asserting? Can you tell me my argument really quickly so I know you understand?
That if your mind is shaped by evolution, then you don't have a sufficient reason to trust what beliefs you're forming.
Okay. And can you maybe expand on that more? You just repeated what I told you, but that doesn't show you.
That's what you asked me to do.
That doesn't show you have an understanding of it. I want you to like show me you have an understanding of it.
I've literally written material about this. So
okay, I want you, okay, so shouldn't it be hard to show me you have an understanding? Like repeat it back to me, but in your own words, so I know you have a understanding.
I already did that.
You said exactly what I told you. I'm asking you to repeat it back in your own words, not just
regurgitate. That is what I did.
Bro, you just regurgitated what I said.
Yeah, in my own words. And no, that is not the way that you said it.
You didn't say that in your own words.
Look, kid, this isn't really very funny. So are we going to have an actual conversation? Or are you just going to cry and try to make me do things?
Well, yeah.
Because I don't take orders from dipshits like you. So that just won't happen. So I'm telling you straight up front, that isn't going to happen. But we can talk about this claim that you can't trust your beliefs if they're the product of evolution.
Well, look,
so what's it going to be?
Wait, that's not the claim.
Yes, it is.
The claim is that you can't trust your belief at all in your worldview at all.
Because why?
Why you can't trust your belief?
Yeah, so are you running presuppositionalism now all of a sudden?
I mean, Darwin did this exact same thing, but sure, why not?
No, Darwin didn't do that.
Yes, he did. Everything is presuppositionalism. Presuppositionalism.
Everybody has presuppositions, but no, Christian presuppositionalism is the idea that I know my presuppositions are true, which isn't how any presupposition works.
No, that's not how it works. They say, in the Christian paradigm, we say we could trust our presupposition, right? Because it has been revealed to us by truth itself. So we
you don't
start
know
with
that.
Yeah, we do.
Prove it.
Yeah, because in order to know anything, that which is...
I didn't say give an argument. I said prove it. If you're going to just go with arguments, then I can prove you're a goat fucker. Now prove it.
How can you prove something without an argument?
Okay, all people that go by Lee on TikTok are goat fuckers. You go by Lee on TikTok, therefore, logically, you are a goat fucker. I just proved it.
Well, no, you didn't. You proved the
validity. No, I did. There's no contradiction, and the conclusion follows from the premises.
Well, it's valid. You have to prove why it's sound.
Oh, and how do you do that?
By proving the how you prove it sound?
Yep.
By proving if it logically follows.
It does logically follow. The conclusion follows from the premises. See, what you either aren't aware of, or now you're just trying to skirt. I can't believe you were actually honest just now. Normally, people that do this stuff you're doing aren't honest because they know that this admits that they're caught in a total contradiction on worldviews. You know that you can't demonstrate whether or not the premises are true unless you have evidence.
Yeah, this is what we no. This is what's called
transcendental. No,
You don't use you don't use evidence to prove transcendental things.
Then you don't know that they're true.
No, you don't even know what a transcendental is, and you're speaking like this.
Do you have evidence of any of them?
You don't use evidence to prove a transcendental.
Therefore, it's not justified. Thank you.
You use it through the impossibility contrary. Evidence is something that raises the probability.
You don't know that the impossible or that the contrary is impossible because you don't have any evidence.
Bro, evidence is something that raises the probability of something being true. If we
you can't do that, so yours rests at zero.
We don't use probability. We show how you can't even have probability without a God. That's what we show. We show you can't even have reason, truth without a God. We don't show.
No, you don't do that. You just claim it. You presuppose that that's how it works. Meanwhile, in your worldview, God can be tricking you and you can't know it.
It's impossible. No, it's impossible for God to trick me.
No, it actually is logically possible for God to trick you. It's also logically possible for Satan to trick you and you wouldn't know that either.
Wait, is it logically possible in my paradigm?
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't believe anything can happen other than that which God has actualized. So no other possibility can happen. So there's no room.
That's
for
great. And do you have any evidence that that's the case? No.
Yeah.
Then I don't care.
Wait, do I have any evidence that which has been actualized?
You don't have evidence of any of it. We know it. I know it. You know it. Jess knows it. I6 XP knows it. PGM Cuppins. No, C Puppins knows it. Lulu knows it. This is an account knows it. Lost December knows it. This is Maxium knows it. V knows it.
Like, see, he's scared of this question. Do you use evidence to prove logic? Yes or no?
No.
No, you don't.
You can't prove logic.
No, you don't have evidence for logic.
That's not the gotcha you think it is because you don't prove logic in any sense.
So are you saying logic is transcendental?
No.
Oh, wait, it's not transcendental?
There are no transcendentals.
Define a transcendental.
Something that transcends.
That's not what the fuck a transcendental is.
It actually is, though.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it actually is, though.
If you search want to search it up? Okay. Yeah, if you search up the definition, it says that I'll concede the debate. Go ahead.
Okay. It says something that transcends.
Show me.
Now, it says relating to a spiritual or non-physical realm. So it transcends the physical realm that you and I exist in.
Dumbass. A transcendental has... Oh, my gosh. A transcendental has to do with...
Transcends nature,
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm talking about transcendentals. I don't know what you're talking about.
A transcendental is that which is metaphysically absolute.
Okay.
So what the fuck are you saying?
I'm saying that there's no such thing as those things.
Is logic a metaphysical absolute?
No.
No.
What you're doing is just formalizing what your brain... Well, your brain doesn't do it, but other brains are capable of reasoning, and you're just putting it into words.
I'm showing you how it's impossible to reason without God.
You're not. You're just claiming it.
Wait. You say you don't need a metaphysical absolute, so I'll ask you this.
I'm saying that they don't exist.
Yeah, okay, if they don't exist, you don't need it. Same fucking thing.
No, because saying I don't need it would be completely different. That would be me admitting that they're real, but saying I can do it without them. But no, I'm telling you that they're not real. So it just...
Okay, can you have reason?
It cuts
logic
your argument off at the kneecaps.
Can you have reason
it
or logic?
It cotton heels your argument.
Yes, can you have reason or logic without God? Yes or no?
God doesn't exist, so clearly yes.
Oh, it's a yes or no. It's a yes or no.
I said yes.
Okay,
but
amazing.
That would be because God doesn't exist.
You're claiming you don't need the existence of something metaphysically absolute.
Yeah, there's no such thing as those things. That's what you don't understand.
You're saying you don't need something metaphysically absolute.
I'm not granting you that they exist and that I don't need them. I'm telling you that they don't exist. I don't know. For some reason, you can't wrap your head around it. But
I said you don't think.
For somebody with such a soft skull as you, you'd think you would be able to wrap your head around it. But for some reason, you can't.
If you deny the existence of something, that's exactly what the fuck I'm saying. You deny that there's
no. It literally isn't. You don't know the difference between saying it exists, but I don't need it, and claiming it doesn't exist in the first place.
Does God exist?
No, obviously not. Okay, your God is a contradiction.
Do you affirm that he doesn't exist?
The one you believe in, yes.
Okay, amazing. So if you affirm that God doesn't exist, when I say that you deny that God it would be the metaphysical absolute which all propositions are justifying, you're saying no, you fucking
metaphysical absolutes don't exist.
Okay, dumbass, so you're denying it.
Again, somebody with such a soft skull should be able to wrap their head around this. You can't. So we can talk about either the shape of the earth or the flat earth, I guess. Oh, it got angry and it left. Well, okay.
This video and all my videos is on my Patreon ad-free, and you can get a free copy of my first book by being a member too. Plus, your name will appear in the end credits. Thank you.